is episode 2 of season 3 of the NC Web Dev weekly webinars that we're trying to do. And first season, it was mostly about me and talking. And since season 2, I started having guests because I think it gets into a more livelier conversation and it doesn't get as boring. And we get some information from across the globe. And today we have Dejan Krivec. He's from Slovenia and he specializes in paid ads, Facebook, and you know, social media paid ads, as well as PPCs for websites. And he specializes in paid ads on Facebook and LinkedIn mainly. And he just put out a book because he's transitioning into getting everything fully automated and also getting more personal. That means you automate the leads and then you just talk with them and become better friends and referral partners, etc. So that's what the guide basically talks about. But since I didn't write it, I'm gonna let him speak about it a little bit more. So welcome, Dejan.
Hey, welcome.
Good afternoon to you.
For him. Good afternoon. It's 4 p.m. here in Europe. Thank you for having me, Carl. Yeah, like you said, I'm specialized for mostly for Meta ads, and also of course for Google ads. But after all these years, I realized that when you get a lead, the real work just started. It's not finished yet, because it's important what you're doing with this lead after you get it and before this lead became your client. You know, here is the huge gap in between. Like you probably know, some clients got new website and they think now they have let's say they have a system working for them, but basically they just start working on this, let's say, bigger things. You need traffic, you need conversions, you need everything about this. So I realized that most companies have a problem when they got a lead. They, let's say, sent just one offer and that's it, and they forgot for this lead for the, let's say, next year or forever. But it's much better for you that you set up automated system who will work, let's say, this lead nurturing for you. When you got a lead, you send him this email. You try to put him one step further to let's say your main offer.
Okay, so and I mean, yeah, how long have you been doing the paid advertisements?
It was 2010, so 15 years.
So it's been a while. You got some experience.
I have some experience, but also, you know, it's much different workflow than it was 15 years ago.
And that's what I'm getting to.
Yeah,
it's evolved.
15 years ago, you just put an ad outside and everything works with no optimization, with no tracking, without anything, because clicks were 0.1 or 0.2 dollars.
Yeah,
so it's much difference now. Yeah,
it was easy, and your ad didn't have to stand out as much.
Yeah, even if your process was not, even if your process was not optimized, you're doing well. But now.
Yeah, I remember. I started that in 2006 as well. So,
yeah. but now, let's say when clicks are $2 or even $3 or $4, it's much different. You need to know what you're doing with these clicks.
Yeah, because you're gonna spend quite a chunk of money, and then you know you don't want to be losing them.
Yeah, for just let's say window lookers. I'd say,
yeah, exactly.
I'm just looking.
Well, yeah, exactly. You want it to target it, because if you're spending that kind of money, I mean, then you're acquisition cost for each customer kind of starts getting higher and higher. So you want to be able to convert.
Yeah, here's one fun fact as well. When someone asked, let's say, for the cheapest prices possible for leads, so the cheapest cost per leads as possible. My response is always, you don't want this cheapest cost per leads, because we can do this, but this customer will not be your customer. These leads will not be your customer, because we can say, let's say, I don't know, free gas something for free, which is really desirable. But if this is not your clients, at the end of the day, it's money throwing through the window. Doesn't matter how much these leads costs.
As I always say, free things in life are the most expensive.
Yeah, for sure. And if something is free, you are the product.
You're the product, and it costs you a lot of, if nothing else, then time, because you want to then get out of it, or then you get, and a lot of these people, they get, and I hear this all the time, is they buy these leads lists for, yeah, you know, I don't know, $500, yeah, $1,000, and they get $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 for like $1,000. They'll buy like a $100,000 email list. Mm-hmm. So, and then you spend all this time setting it up, and then you spend all this time going through the process and having them through the sort of sending them through the funnel or the email process. And at the end of the day, you get nothing out of it. And so you basically spent, not only did you get very cheap leads for $1,000, you get, you know, 100,000 leads, but then you had to spend a couple of days on setting up everything, the mm-hmm. campaign, for just nothing. So just time wasted and money, you know, could just throw that money out the window.
Yeah, and your, let's say, delivery rate is half, if it is. And also, it's not good for your domain if you are sending from your own domain, because if you have a lot of bounces, it harms your domain. So it's not good in any way. Then you're sending emails to this, let's say, bot list. And like you said, no one have idea who you are. What are you sending? What are you offering? And probably 99% of this receiver will send you to spam list.
Oh, absolutely. And even if you use like MailChimp, which is like a mail out server and stuff, you still destroy that reputation, yeah, of that, whatever email you're using. So it's not that you're going to destroy your domain, but you're going to destroy your just account that you're sending out. And even MailChimp will have problems with,
yeah, some of these providers. I know for MailerLite, it's some Euro-based, like MailChimp, but different provider. If you have, I think it's 1% bounce rate, they will block your account and you can't get it back. It's, yeah, over for you there. So yeah, you need to be really, yeah, careful with these sharing email lists.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you need to generate one on your own, and then again, do it for free. It's useless. I mean, a lot of people want that, but then they'll complain to you, is like, oh, you got me this email list, but I got no business from it. Well, I told you so.
Yeah. It's also, I'm not a big fan of the huge email list, because you can have 100,000 emails, but if nobody is buying from you, it's useless. But on the other hand, you can have, let's say, 1,000 list, and you got a sale from every email, it's much better. So this is also, yeah, important why you need not just hot leads, but also hot leads with money, with willing to pay what you're offering.
That's why, and that goes, but that ties back into the targeted ads on Facebook and LinkedIn and everything else, because I mean, you have so many parameters that you set up. I was even talking to Mark last week about it. I says that's something that I'm completely out of now, because I'm focusing just on the web design, mm-hmm, stuff. But to implement these strategies and just to get a whole campaign set up, how many parameters do you have to set up in order to set up the campaign?
Yeah, basically in Meta you have everything they are trying to put everything on their automated process, but it's not always the best option. They can bring you leads, but if you are make some changes, make some tweaks, you can get better results from this process. So again,
yeah, but how many parameters do you have to set up? Like when you go into it manually, how many do you set up for every campaign?
Oh, let's say at least 10 from my head. You have location, you have so targeting options, then you have text, you have call to actions, creatives, images. Then you have images for desktops, images for mobiles. So it's, let's say, at least 10, if not more.
So you just named basically 10.
Yeah.
and you didn't name everything.
I didn't mention everything. Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about. It's kind of like when you get into it, and then all of a sudden you got to set up like probably good, I would say 50 parameters easily. I mean, some of them maybe are like basically just default, but if you want to really target into what you're looking into, and then optimizing the images, optimizing the text and everything, it's just gonna.
But before be this,
perfect.
Before this is the most important part. You need to tracking. You need to track basically everything you can. So if you don't have, let's say, events, if you don't have conversions, you're tracking your basically all your ads are, let's say, almost useless because you can't focus, you can't optimize ads to get to these conversions. But you can just, what can you do is traffic if you don't have, let's say, events and conversions set up on your on the pixel itself. So before you're starting,
that's the backside.
Yeah, before you're starting with ads, you need to set up tracking
on a website or someplace else in your CRM or whatever it is. Yeah, which is another whole set of parameters. That's why, and I said no.
Yeah,
I'll stick with web design. You tell me where I got to put where, and I'm going
to
be good.
Yeah, because someone said to me, okay, I have new web page. Can you please do ads for me? Sorry, I can't, because first we need to set up this. Then we can start.
And that's what I. Yeah. That's a big topic of conversation with many clients is like, yes, okay, so you have a Wix website, but you got to put in this stuff before you can run the ads and plug them into it and make it automated because, you know, and then there's a lot of work that goes into just prepping the receiver, which, for example, it would be the website, just to get the results and the tracking from that. It's just sharing a link and paid ads and sending it to a website, yeah, that's good, but how do you know?
Yeah, we can optimize for clicks. That's all we can do. With just links, without code. I'm not familiar with Wix, but I was working. I was working with Shopify. When you need to, I'm also not really familiar with Shopify, but I was doing ads for Shopify store. So, like I know, you have some kind of issues there because you need to pay for apps. So again, you can put just regular pixel on the site, but if you want to track, let's say, purchases and every step add to carts, then you need in haste app, but you need to pay for this. But it's not everyone willing to pay this, you know, and that's a problem. If you want to run ads, if you want to optimize it, you need to track every step of the purchase process.
Yeah, and that's a big misconception among people and among many businesses that, well, we bought a website, so it does everything. No, you have a website. That's it.
You are in the starting line now.
Like, how much is a website? I'm like, well, $5,000. Like, no, I can get one for $200. I'm like,
let's do it.
Go and get it.
Yeah.
But then Shopify will kill you on these other things. So that's the trick of all these you know, Webflow, Wix and Shopify and all these places is they'll give you the $50 website, but then you're like, yeah, let me do a lead generation system. It's like, oh, okay, that's another $200 a month.
Yeah, but then we like advertisers have problem because they said we have everything. Yeah, no, you don't have everything. You have just basic website.
You just have a website. It's a domain, and you have your homepage and your contacts, and that's it.
It's like WordPress with some free template. You can do basically anything.
Yeah. And then the same thing is like everybody's like, "Well, WordPress is free. Why does it cost so much?" Well, because you got to put in the back end of it that nobody sees, but you as a business owner then profit from that. That's where your money comes from. It's from the back end, not just the face. Just to have a picture of a restaurant or a car shop, that's not what sells. What sells is the stuff inside that you got, and all these little tags, setups, and you know, optimize the pages properly and have the databases ready to receive the data that you're gonna on performance of the campaign. Because, I mean, then you could run a campaign, but when you don't have the results, you can't track really. It's sort of hard to see the ROI on that campaign, and so it's not good for either side, because the customer doesn't get his money's worth, and you don't even know what you really got from, you know, what you how much you made for that customer. Of course, you get some basics from the platforms like Facebook, but that's not enough, of course, because it's only goes so far, the data.
The most important metric is lifetime value. It's period. But on the other side, you need to track something on the ad level, but you can't track lifetime value because you have no idea how much money some client will bring you, let's say in the next year. So this is why cost per lead is important, because it's the metric you can track it on the ad level. Then you have, let's say, but also if you know that your, let's say, average lifetime value, it's 10x then first purchases, then you know you can go below the zero with, let's say, cost per lead. But you are always trying to make profit also in the first step, for sure. It's a business.
Yeah, but and again, sometimes it's the same thing in the web design. Yeah. Okay, either you could get a cheap website and pay for it later, or you could just spend the money initially and then save yourself some money down the line.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, because if you're looking to build a business and it's with the leads, the acquisition of the lead is one thing, and then the process of working with the lead and like you said, the lifetime value. And that's something that an ad will never measure.
Yeah, this is also what I'm toying now with self-liquidated funnels. So you set up a funnel, let's say just a simple funnel with three or four steps. We have main offer, we have maybe order bump, and we have upsell one and maybe upsell two. So I'm trying to, let's say, to get a credit card for this client as soon as possible for the, let's say, for $7, $17 or $27, doesn't matter. But I'm trying to cover all these, let's say, traffic costs from ads with this micro funnel. And what I get from this funnel is very, very hot leads. I'm not dealing anymore with, let's say, I'm interested in your service, but I'm dealing with the clients who already purchased something from me. So it's total different approach. It's much more, much higher conversion rate at the end of the funnel, and it's doing well basically.
Yeah, and question about your guide: what led you to write it? What was your motivation? Other than, of course,
lead magnet for my offer. Honestly.
That was the number one.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair. Yeah. I, thought maybe you wanted to put something out there, but some technical stuff that changed. In the,
no, basically not like technical this. Stuff.
Like a market update.
Yeah, but let's say some clarification that we need to know that we don't need to work with cold clients all the time. We don't need to, let's say, hustle in social media, hustle in cold emails, everything. If we put, like we were talking about website before, if you put this funnel together, it will cost you some time, it will cost you some money, but you will have a system. So let's say now when you get a lead, you need to call. You're calling, you're sending emails, let's say it's automation emails and everything. But if you put this lead in top of your funnel, when they need to pull some credit card, it's much more likely they will buy your high-end product than if they are just looking, let's say, your guide, for example. This My Guide it's just starting point for all the funnel behind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Well, I agree. I mean, that's why I said.
Like, yeah, but in this guide, I'm just trying to, let's say, to open this mind that there are different paths and you can choose a little bit easier one.
Yeah, no, so you do lay out a couple of options and stuff and what's going on and the sales process,
yeah,
basically, that's
yeah.
what you talk about.
Sure.
Yeah, because it is not easy to just go out there and get leads. And I've been having a lot of meetings lately and stuff, and I see a lot of the automation and, you know, sending out and LinkedIn being a great platform for B2B, connecting and networking. But I'm starting to see that also the engagement here is not as much as it used to be, and mm-hmm. it's much more diversified in other places. Like, for example, YouTube. Do you do anything? Do you work with YouTube, by
no,
the way?
No.
Not at all? You don't do anything on YouTube for advertisements and stuff?
I'm just asking some, let's say, young Indian guy how to. how to set up this.
Because that's something that I'm looking into starting now. Is I'm doing a YouTube channel, the NC WebDev YouTube channel, and I'm just starting to post some YouTube shorts and stuff. But I'm looking into setting these sales funnels or sort of a something, you know, not only sales, but even maybe paid advertisement might be interesting. I don't know. I didn't look at the conversions on that yet. So I'm asking whether you have any experience with it. But it's got the same system. It's a social media platform like any other. But the thing is on YouTube, if you know how to do it, you get a lot more impressions mm-hmm. than probably any other platform, really, I think.
Yeah, but I think it's not just about YouTube. It's about platform itself. This is why I have, let's say, YouTube, Threads, X, also TikTok. Just on my to-do list when I will have some more time, because if you go into some platform, you need to know it. You can't just try and put something, some content, some ads or anything, and let's say pray to the God that will bring you something. You need to dig deeper. You need to do the job. You need to do the hard way, and then it will bring you some results.
Well. Before I started doing the YouTube 2 weeks ago now, I think week and a half, 2 weeks ago, something like that. I'm like, no, last week. So whatever it is, I had 15, and I have 1500 views on one of my shorts of the 8 or whatever I put in there. And the only reason for that is, and this is to your point, is that I did one with my son. YouTube channel for a year and a half.
Yeah,
just learning the algorithm.
Then you know how to do this stuff. Yeah.
And then I start from zero, and on my fifth or sixth try, I get 1500 views on a short. I'm like, well, because of a year and a half of experience.
Yeah. It's funny when someone said, okay, Facebook advertising doesn't work anymore. It does, it works, but you need to know how to set up everything. It's the same with YouTube. Yeah. It works. I'm not saying it's bad. It's good, but you know how to handle it.
Yeah, and you study for a year and a half like I did, and then, yeah, you can start a new channel and basically get results much faster. But now I'm looking into ways to maybe do paid advertising and then sort of something, you know. I'm looking at other options how to use it, because now I know I can get the views. Mm-hmm. So now how do you get, you know, to the other steps, and whether maybe even some paid advertising would help.
What about AdSense on this channel?
Well, it's not big enough yet. I mean, my channel is just starting. My son's got like 600 followers. I have like 8 right now after 1 week. But still, I was shocked by the fact that, okay, I've been on LinkedIn for a while, and I have 3,000 connections. And the impressions are, you know, have been slowly getting lower and stuff or whatever. And LinkedIn is changing. And it's a different type of platform. But just putting the same effort into YouTube, I get a lot more exposure. Yeah. And, you know, but it's still not up to the standard of like really being some kind of an influencer or something. It's just, you know, just starting out. But that's why I was thinking whether like maybe paid ads on that would help. And, you know, whether you can boost that, because I know there is ways, and I know they offer YouTube ads and stuff, but I'm not sure what, you know, how that would work, because I have never done paid ads, even on Facebook. I mean, I played with it a little bit, but nothing spectacular. So.
You mentioned impressions on LinkedIn. In my experience, it's nosediving right now.
Oh yeah,
I got much more impressions 1 year ago with, let's say, 3-4K followers than now. I have almost 7K followers, but my impressions are, let's say, 20% what it was. Let's say
one year
ago. It's crazy.
Yeah. So basically, it doesn't make sense now just to go on LinkedIn and do what once you used to do. While LinkedIn has a different set of people, and I love it because I can connect with but you got to talk more directly with the people. You can't just post content and just connect with people. You have to just have the content, and then you have to go and actively connect with people, not just through. I'm not sure if it's me or you that's flashing.
We have you back. You have some issues with connection. LinkedIn, it's not traffic generator for me anymore. It's more like, let's say, a reputation builder. And like you said, connection. I met a lot of great people. I met you on LinkedIn and a lot of other people. But it's not. Let's say free. Basically, it's never free. Also, you need to put content. You need to work on conversation, everything. But LinkedIn for me, it's not traffic generator anymore. It's just nice to have for basically everyone will check you on LinkedIn. And if you have some reputation on LinkedIn, it's much better to start conversation in some other business paths. But to make sales and traffic to my offers, I'm not sure.
Yeah, let me blink here one more time. I'm going to switch connection. This should be more steady. Anyway, yeah, and so basically LinkedIn today, the way I build LinkedIn now is I post the content, get some engagement, not as much, and, you know, I don't connect that much publicly, sort of like publicly on the platform, but I go into Zoom meetings and networking meetings and meet the people there and connect with those people from the Zoom networking meetings. And so, again, The platform is great. The audience, sort of, or the users that are online, it's great. It's great contacts and connecting and networking. And yes, your profile is your landing page, sort of, for, you know, and your resume, et cetera, et cetera. But once upon a time, you could actually do, you know, lots of stuff with the people and talk and engage and talk more and get more exposure. Today, it's sort of impossible unless you're doing videos, but that's why I said, okay, well, let me start doing videos on YouTube, because I know the impressions on YouTube, because chasing impressions through engagement on LinkedIn is so much work. It's like you have to spend hours and hours.
But also, it's question what kind of engagement you get. It's just engagement because of engagement itself, or it's some, let's say, meaningful engagement with, let's say, the real. Not the real people, but from the people with you can make business, let's say, in a year or 6 months or a
sort of time. Sort of decision makers, you could call them.
Yeah, yeah. Because like I can see, it's a lot of comments and a lot of likes from the people who just commenting and liking all the posts. But I'm not sure if this is the person, let's say, who will jump in your DM and say, "Hey Ben, how are you? It's how let's say to start some conversation."
Or business minded. I get it. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you could probably, and like I said, you could probably sell some cheaper stuff through it. Like there, I mean, the one I think that, and I'm thinking about doing this now. I think the number one seller on LinkedIn now would be a LinkedIn course on how to do LinkedIn.
Yeah, probably.
You could sell that pretty well for a couple, just, you know, a couple $100 or $100 or whatever you're gonna charge for that. Maybe take that into some focus groups and stuff. But yeah, any other discussion about business outside of that is you have to take that outside. It's not gonna happen on LinkedIn.
Yeah, how to skyrocket your LinkedIn profile in 1 week with 15 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Probably something like this.
I have a different word for that. It's called utopia.
No, it's not utopia. You just didn't follow every step.
Yeah. So because right now, I mean, I was talking, you know, I follow Luke Matthews and stuff, and he said a couple of years ago, he says, yeah, basically I started building LinkedIn, doing it 2 hours a day. For 2024, if you want to engage on LinkedIn and really see some results, it's probably more like 4 hours a day. You got to spend
4 hours at least.
Yeah. And I'm like, but I get the same performance from making a video, which takes me an hour, and just post it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So price to performance ratio.
It takes me, let's say, 2 hours to set up ad the campaign. And it brings me leads for the next month, probably.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is.
But here is the kicker. Let's say with this free, in quotation, free social media, all you need to invest is your money, basically. No, it's not money. It's your time, basically. But in ads, you need to invest time and money. So this is why you need to be careful much more than just with social media, because you're spending money, and you need to know that at least in second step you will get this investment back.
Yeah, no,
because exactly. Because Zuckerberg wants his money, period.
they all do. And then now, and it's a funny thing with LinkedIn as well, is because LinkedIn has been doing this this thing about you know, you have these limits and you have this, and then oh, you can't use AI, you know. That's the, I think, my top thing. That's my top hang up with LinkedIn, is the sort of hypocrisy on it. Is while we're talking on LinkedIn as well at this webinar, is a funny thing is they don't let you use any AI stuff and no automations and whatever, but and they want real engagement, which I agree with, and it'd be great if it was real. However, when you see some of the comments that the people leave you, and when you get the paid version of LinkedIn gives you their AI to leave those sort of inauthentic fake comments, and I'm like, yeah. You know,
it's not about AI, it's about it's subscription.
Yeah. Once you sell the subscription, you can use bullshit comments.
Yeah, you can use everything. And also, we will give you.
So yeah, you can use useless comments. Yeah, we'll give you a tool. You can't do it normally because it's not authentic. But if you pay us, we give you a tool to leave them.
To be authentic.
Yeah, to be our authentic. You know? So it's kind of like, you know, you're just shooting yourselves in the foot, people. I mean, just, you know.
But today it's, let's say, it's almost normal that you're using AI, but at least in some points you need to sparkle yourself into it.
I call
just tweak a little bit. I also have some prompts to give me some for. I have no idea what response if I need to. But I got, let's say, 3-4 ideas, and okay, I will do something in this way.
Yeah, no, I mean, AI is great. I use it. I do the AI carousels to get the stuff out. But, you know, it generates something, but then you have to humanize it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't humanize it, if you don't work with it, it's like, that's why people are like, well, I have, you know, I have this tool, and then I've seen, like, I don't know what, 5 or 6 different tools out there saying, I do all my LinkedIn posts in 1 hour for the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, sort of.
And then you're looking comments. Great post. Fantastic. I like it.
Yeah, I love your perspective on you. It really shows the deep insight of the facts that you are deep diving into the area of boosting your presence in the digital world in 2020.
Not digital world. Just on this area, so it fits all.
Yeah, your content really shows the depth of your knowledge and insight into the field of blah blah blah, whatever you posted, because it just takes the keyword from whatever your post is, and it just,
yeah. You know.
So I'm like, when these people do that and they think that they're getting engagement, to me it's amazing, because LinkedIn does count that as engagement as well, although it's inauthentic and they know it's AI generated, but they still say, oh, okay, that's counted. And so that's how you get, like, that's how you get the boost from the algorithm. That's how you get it to like you more. But a lot of the stuff, it's, you know, when you look at the feed, it's everything but authentic.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if they're really booster. Just let me check something. It's almost the same. Yeah, it's about 20-25% lower impression for my today's post, because I didn't have time, so I just put post online. I didn't commenting and all this stuff. I will do it today later, but it's, let's say, just 20% lower impression.
Yeah, I've been not keeping up on my engagement as much either. I do it usually. I get the post and then I comment either throughout the day, or I do it in one batch, like later on when I sit down late at night and I catch up with some of the people. But with the YouTube and stuff, starting that now, I've been really lazy on that, because I've been following more the YouTube, because, you know, you have a new baby that you're working on, so kind of focus more time in that.
Yeah, I have weekends for this to catch up everything.
Yeah, I know. That's, well, you have other stuff as well. So, yeah. But how old you got kids, right? How old?
Yeah, I have 2, 16 daughter and 12 son.
12. That's always fun.
So it's two teens in the house.
a peaceful environment.
Yeah, peaceful. But at least we have two. We have 2 persons who know everything.
Yeah, I only have 1 that knows everything, but that's enough. All I can handle.
It's crazy, yeah.
But yeah, we so can. It's not easy combining that, you know, family life and then the business and then.
Yeah, I'm working from home. I have my office in the house, so it's a little bit easier from one side, because I'm in the office in, let's say, 1 minute, and vice versa. When I had office in the neighbor city, I needed, let's say, 20 minutes to drive in the one way and 20 to drive into another way. But now I'm here. But it's also not so good part, because I have my office, my computer, always in finger touch. So when I have time, when let's say... everyone is on his computers, on phones, I'm just jump quick fix for half an hour, for an hour, 1 hour in the office and do some things. And we get used to it, everyone.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, I never was an office person. I had an office only for 2 years in my life or something like that. And I was like, I didn't really like it. So I'm much rather outside and on the road and stuff and meeting people, which is something that's becoming harder and harder today. It's kind of like to meet people in person. I would say it's almost impossible.
you have range. What range do you have? 1 hour driving, half an hour, 30 minutes. That's your range, basically. One hour max, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, but since I'm on the road a lot, I mean, you know, I don't just travel around the U.S. still. You get some places, and it's hard to connect with people outside of social media. So basically now it's kind of like you set up meetings on Zoom with people, and then you meet them in person. Used to be vice versa, like, you know, you meet them in person and then you use social media to just stay in touch. But here is today, it's more like it flipped.
I like doing business in Zoom. I'm more Zoom or even email guy. Why the hell Zoom meeting if we can resolve everything into emails? But don't get me wrong, I love to, let's say, connect with people. I love to go to, let's say, to the coffee, to lunch or anything. But I don't know. If you need to have this person-to-person meeting, you need so much more time to do this.
Yeah, but it's not so much fun to drink rakia and malvasia over Zoom. It's not it. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, true. So I need to invite you here in Slovenia and let's drink some Jägermeister. Ah,
that's Jägermeister. We always call cough drops. It's just you take the Halls or something or the other ones, but you know. That's what Jägermeister tastes like. No more. Like it straight, clear, nice. Travarica or rakia, anytime.
It's too strong for me.
Yes, it's for professional use only. Not to be used by amateurs in excess amounts.
Yeah.
And but it's, you know, that personal touch is. I find it hard to. I always find it hard to get into it or to put as much as you would in person. That's the whole thing, and that's tying into the lead generation stuff. It's just you generate the leads, but to make them human, it's very hard. Mm-hmm. It's a lot harder to do it online. You got to do it right, and it's.
Yeah, but also, you know,
it's the challenge of today.
Yeah, you're not alone, you know, from offer perspective. Probably there's a lot of other offers almost the same as you at yours. So it's, I don't know, it's still much harder to, let's say, to offer something or to make a business. It's not 2000 anymore.
Yeah. And also you may have a product or service that's top of the line, but on the screen, it looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like with the WordPress. There's a guy that will do a WordPress website for $200. Mm-hmm. Okay, I could do that too. However, not with my product. My product will take you a couple of days to set up at least and a couple of people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this guy will have it done in 2 hours. But it looks like WordPress. They both act like WordPress. They do have WordPress on them in the core, but it's just two completely different services. But to the client, it's so hard to differentiate between that type of service and that type of service.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just the screen.
I also can put together a website, and I'm using Elementor Pro. And if someone asks me for a web page for $500, I say, sorry, I don't do this. I don't do a website for $500. Yeah. Why not? Because I know that someone who will try to make marketing on this site will be very angry on me.
Yeah.
So that's all mentality behind this. It's not about that I want more money for the same thing, but I'm not offering the same thing, you know, because you can also buy a car, brand new car for 10K, but what will you get is different question.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing like when the Chinese are making the BMWs and Mercedes, but they're making them in China. So it appears to be a car the same way, but
I don't know.
After price.
I'm Audi lover. I have Audi. So it's better for me to buy 5 years old Audi than, let's say, new China car.
Than a brand new Shanghai special Audi.
Yeah. I didn't see it yet.
I've seen some of them. I've seen some of them. I don't remember what brands it was, but anyways, you know what I'm talking about. This is the same exact car. It's a Shanghai special Audi.
Here in Slovenia, we just got today. It was on the news. Some new China brand EV cars. From today, we got new EV cars from China.
Do they run on AA or AAA batteries?
I don't know. I don't like electric cars.
Is it six of those or eight of the bigger ones?
I don't know. I think it's the bigger one.
Because it's that's the whole thing about marketing is kind of like. You know, again, you say EV and EV, but it's there's the tech behind it, inside of it is so much different. And it's the same thing with advertising. And that's part of the reason why I actually love having these webinars and conversations, because I think that really differentiates as much as, like you said, you're doing the paid ads and they're good. And that's the challenge that you have. That's the biggest challenge you have probably in there is to craft it in a way where people understand it's a different product, although it appears to be the same. I mean, you know, and it's and this is sort of the best way to show a lot more people, of course, than once upon a time, but that you actually know what you're talking about, sort of, and that you have a different offer than the next guy that will offer, quote unquote, the same service except for only $2 an hour.
Yeah, but here on social media ads, it's not just about offers; it's also about attention. It's hard to understand for let's say some designers maybe that we don't need beautiful ads. We don't need corporate colors set up perfectly. We don't need one pixel left or right. We need bright color. We need to grab attention from this feed scrolling with finger, let's say on mobile. Scroll stoppers. So to be harsh, we need ugly ads. We don't need beautiful ads. Yeah. But we need ads which works.
Yeah, because you need to stop the scroll. You don't need to.
And I'm with the designers again.
I have this with my programmers as well. They tell me the beautiful code. I'm like, I don't care. As long as it looks good. I don't care how beautiful the code is or ugly. Even. It just kind of works.
Needs to work, yeah.
Yeah, and it's the same thing with the designers. Everybody who's in their field sort of sees their own thing as the number one most important. I'm like, no, most important is that somebody actually stops on it and does what you want it to do.
Yeah.
To put a huge video of your showroom of cars on the front page of your website is completely useless if you don't get that person to click on buy a car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
You know, I was like, oh no, with this design, this thing, that thing. No, you just need to have a big button there. Say, like, here, this is what we do cars, click here and buy.
Yeah, right, and buy. Big red, big red button.
Yeah, this is where you buy our stuff. So it's a combination of those things, but exactly, it's that. Well, that button looks really, a designer would say, that button looks really ugly. Yeah, but it sold five cars yesterday, so I don't care what you think.
Exactly.
I mean, that's basically what marketing comes down to.
Yeah, we need to sell things.
Yeah, and then, you know, and if you don't tell the people directly what you want them to do, and if you don't differentiate your offer from all the other stuff, you have to stand out, and it's a big competition. It's really huge, and it's getting more and more, and the world is getting smaller and smaller, so, you know.
And more with all this globalization and let's say web businesses, it's harder. Maybe you have let's say bigger reach. We are basically not local anymore for almost any business, at least local businesses like let's say clean company or kindergarten. It's the only local forever, let's say.
Yeah, no, I mean, and still they need to enter this world as well, the local companies. And so, you know, but they could find it, but they can survive on just local stuff. Whereas they don't have, you know, the local restaurant does not have competition in New York, for example. If you're in California, a restaurant in New York is not your competition. But with web design, with PPCs, everybody's your competition.
We both have competitors in China, India, Australia, US, Canada, everywhere in the world, basically.
And when
I realized that the cheapest price is not always the game changer, I do huge favor for myself.
Without a doubt. That's why people come to me, it's like, oh, well, your websites are expensive. I'm like, well, when you come back to me in 3 months telling me that what you bought didn't work, and I had plenty of those. Like, one guy was trying to organize like a whole system for like 200 people to track their sales or whatever else. It wasn't even a website. He was talking about a website. I'm like, no, you're talking about like a whole CRM basically on sales. You just want to design this thing because you have a... He couldn't use anything like that was out there because he needed to have it programmed just for his like whatever 10, 15 different steps. And he says, well, you know, I paid this guy for WordPress, I spent like $5,000-$10,000 on it or a couple of thousand, whatever. And he says, it didn't do what it was supposed to. We never got it completed. Took it to my team and they were like, you could probably do it on WordPress, but what this kind of thing he needs, it's much easier to start from scratch. And I told him, I says, well, you wanted to do what you wanted to do, but the starting price to even like discuss anything is like $50,000. Oh, no. I was like, well, you know, I understand how you didn't succeed with the couple of $1,000 project because this just can't work.
We can do everything, but the price is different.
Yeah. You gotta kind of realize like, you know, that's people say, how much is a website? I'm like, well, it could be $1,000. It could be $100,000. It depends on what you want to do.
You have two types of people out there. First will ask you, can you do it for less money? But the second one will ask you, can you do it faster? So I want to work with this one because they know what's more important. More important is time and to put things to work into business, not building, let's say, a web page for a year. I had also a client for a web page. We're building web page almost 2 years because I was waiting for content, for text, for images, for everything. And I got a call, it's not finished yet, it's 1 year. No shit. Check my 5 last emails.
Yeah. Basically, it comes down to the clients. But then I've been working with some people and they say, oh, no, we already have a website. And I was like, we have somebody working on it. And it wasn't that hard of a website, so I didn't get the job. But then I was still following that person, seeing how it took him 6 months to get a basic website up. And I'm like, you could have had it 6 months ago, but hey, you know, it wasn't that hard, the website. It was just took a lot of time. And I don't know if it was on the fault of the client or the design company, but still, it took him like 6 months. And I'm like, you know, it's not supposed to take that long as there's cooperation on both sides, you know, like, because, you can't build a website for somebody unless he supplies you with the right documents and colors, pictures, or whatever else he wants the website to do. So that's always difficult. And then with the PPC ads, it's the same thing, you know?
Yeah, it's the same thing. I need to know what to sell, what to put on ads. I can make some drafts, but then someone said, oh, you can mention this. Then tell me, please. I need to know what I can put on the ads, what I can't, you know?
Yeah. And that's the difference in price, whether you communicate, how much time you got to spend on it and stuff. And, you know, and people have, it's our job to sort of explain to them the difference between, you know, the $200 website job and a $3,000 or $4,000, $5,000. It's just, it's a different.
But everything, it's not just two button clicks.
That's what most people, what they think. Oh yeah, it's that digital stuff. You just click twice and it's done.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, that's
and what, that's, you send invoice for 5K.
Yeah, they're 2 clicks for 5K. I'd be doing them all day. But it takes a lot of work, and the AI fad, as I call it, which, like I said, again, AI is great for certain things, but it's a tool. It's not something where you just go in there twice, click twice, and it's done. Whether it's website, whether it's text, images, whatever, you know, whether it's even an analysis of ads, yeah, it'll analyze a lot more ads and your performance a lot faster, but you still need that human touch.
I have time slots in my calendar just toying with ChatGPT, just to find the best prompts for ads, for text, for call to actions, for everything. I'm feeding it with the old best performers, so just to get, you know, these steps, frameworks, what works, what doesn't works,
and then
you need to feed it. Yeah, you need to feed it. You need to tweak these prompts. You need to test it.
Yeah, and then you come to somebody and the person says, well, you just clicked twice, so you know, why is it so much money? Was it? Well, because I spent a year analyzing.
You're using ChatGPT, then you use it.
Yeah,
you have the same access I have.
Yeah. Learn that year, spend a year doing it, and then you'll get the same results like I do.
I can sit behind a computer, write a prompt in let's say 3 minutes, 5 minutes, and I will get pretty good result.
Yeah.
But this is now. When I was starting with ChatGPT, it's not like this. I was sitting behind a computer 4 hours just to get some okay results.
Yeah, and it took us basically 500 YouTube shorts to learn how to do them.
Yeah, the same thing, yeah.
You got to record 500 videos and watch and track their performance, study the, you know, because YouTube gives you like excellent data. I mean, it's like the analytics are awesome. Mm-hmm. So you study 500 video analytics, and then you learn how to do videos. It's easy.
Previous week, 3 weeks ago, I had a client who said, okay, we have this student here in our team, and she will provide you with images. You don't need to work, so the price will be probably cheaper, right? I said, okay, let's test it first. Send me what she set up, and we'll see what will happen. She got zero purchases. So I told her everything, basically.
And then you start
my
over
images, you know, my images, let's say, make all sales from them.
And now let me show you how it's done. Hold my rakia. Yeah. I'll show you how it's done.
Yeah. here you have analytics now. What's your thought on this? Should I keep doing these images, or she will handle it? Let's stay for a little bit like we have now. Can we? Yes, we can.
1 hour is up. 11 a.m., 5 p.m. your time. So
5 p.m.
It's been fun talking to you again, and we got to do this again sometimes.
Sure.
Long time no
see. Here in Europe, it's almost dark. Almost, not yet.
Time to go. So, time to get some office stuff done.
Time to go to sleep. Not yet.
Time to go to your computer and do some more analytics.
Yeah. No, it's Friday, and it's basically here. It's bank holidays. We have 2 days off.
Okay.
And it's weekend now, so I need to spend some time with kids also and my wife.
Nice.
Yeah. Sure.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having me. And see you soon.
Yeah. We'll be in touch. Have a good one.
We'll be in
touch.
Bye, everybody. For sure.